Greetings from Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estritori with your daily dose of financial news. It's Saturday, October 19th, 2024, and here's the financial wrap on what's been happening down under. We're diving right into the rental crisis gripping Australia. The Reserve Bank of Australia, better known by its acronym, the RBA, has released an insightful report rejecting the notion that high interest rates are the prime suspect of the rental crunch. The authors have highlighted, instead, that it's the dearth of housing supply that's causing the major blow. Drawing parallels with cities like New York and London, the report stressed on the urgent need for structural reforms, perhaps through urban planning and government policy shifts to alleviate this issue. Ripples of this housing shortage have sent Australians recalibrating their budgets as rents continue to skyrocket. Astonishing data from Domain shows that in the past 3 years, median house rents surged by 38%, while unit rental fees shot up by a whopping 50%. The Commonwealth Bank of Australia's survey indicates this strain has put the younger generation, who predominantly rent, in an increasingly tight spot as they see their living costs spiraling upwards. This stark contrast with the older Australians, who are reaping benefits from increased house equity, exemplifies the widening financial divide among different demographics. Turning the spotlight to superannuation, a recent survey by Vanguard Australia reveals an intriguing problem. A significant majority of Australians are mystified by the array of fees associated with their superannuation retirement accounts. A dizzying 74% of account holders recognize administration fees, but the majority oddly do not have a clear understanding of other charges, namely investment and transaction costs. For the benefit of our listeners, the ATO's Your Super is a recommended tool for fee comparison. The industry, however, needs to double down on simplifying fee communication and highlight the absolute necessity of understanding Superfund fees. Switching gears to our last story of the day, the Australian Super has commenced its U.S. journey by investing a staggering $2.2 billion in DataBank. This strategic move amplifies Australian Super's global footprint in real assets, which today boasts a $60 billion portfolio. This investment underscores Australian Super's strategic commitment to digital infrastructure and emphasizes their drive to capitalize on the opportunities in the thriving digital economy. Originally reported in the Australian Financial Review, this marks a pivotal point for Australian Super's global aspirations. That's a wrap for today's financial services news from Financial Services Online. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori signing off. Keep living financially savvy, Australia. Stay tuned for your next feed of financial news.